jayo Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jayo Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य श्रोत्र शिष्य मद वैचर नारायण भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य श्रोत्र शिष्य मद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रज भूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय भक्ति देवी की जय श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय सामवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय ताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 30, entitled The Disappearance of the Yadu Dynasty, Text 3. Brahma Shapopa Samsrishte Swakule Yada Varshabha Preyasim Sarvanetranam Tanumsa Kathmatyajat Brahma Shapopa Samsrishte Swakule Yadvarshabha Preyasim Sarvanetranam Tanumsa Kathamatyajat Brahma Sapopa Samsrishte Swakule Yadvarshabha Preyasim Sarvanetranam Tanumsa Kathamatyajat
Thank you.
Brahmashapa by the curse of the Brahmanas, Upasamsrishte having been destroyed, Swakule his own family, Yadava Rishabha the chief of the Yadus, Prayasim most dear, Sarvanetranam to all eyes, Tanum the body, Saha he, Katham how, Atyajat gave up. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. After His own dynasty met destruction from the curse of the Brahmanas, how could the best of the Yadus give up His body, the dearmost object of all eyes? Purport. In relation to this verse, Srila Jiva Goswami explains that the personality of Godhead never gives up His spiritual body, which is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. The word katham therefore indicates how is it possible, meaning it is not actually possible for the Lord Krishna to give up His eternal form, which is Prayasim Sarvanetranam, the most attractive object of pleasure for the eyes and all other senses. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Rishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shutarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaurabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, welcome everyone to our morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Seeking blessings from all the Samal devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. So this chapter is entitled The Disappearance of the Yadu Dynasty. Translation says, after his own dynasty met destruction from the curse of the Brahmanas, how could the best of Yadus give up his body, which is dearmost object of all the eyes? So Krishna appears in this world to expand his so many pastimes to attract the surrendered servants, surrendered devotees of the Lord. Prapancham nishprapanchopi vidambayasi bhutale prapanna janatananda sandoham prathitam prabho. So prapancham, although Lord is transcendental, nishprapanchopi, although Lord is transcendental, he appears in this world which is prapancham, which is full of material dualities. Vidambayasi bhutale. Still he appears in this world. Why? Prapanna janata ananda. He appears only for one reason, to give pleasure to his surrendered devotees. Therefore, Lord, when he appears in this world, his main purpose is to reciprocate with the love of his devotees, and at the same time, the accessory work which is required to be done is done in the form of killing the demons and establishing the principles of religion. So one time, Gurudas Prabhu was sharing that one day Swarup Damodar Maharaj, he came to meet Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was with only a few devotees, and Swarup Damodar Maharaj, he sat at a distance. So Prabhupada asked, so who is that? So Gurudas Prabhu said, that is Swarup Damodar Maharaj. So Prabhupada said, oh, bring him in. So Swarup Damodar Maharaj came and sat right next to Prabhupada, and he started explaining what all he was doing. So he was telling that how he is trying to preach this Krishna consciousness to all the scientific world in a very, very scientific way. So, and then he was giving all the reports, he is doing so many seminars and lectures. On hearing all this report, Prabhupada became very enlivened. And then he beamed in ecstasy and said, I appeared in this world for two reasons. To establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to defeat these rascal scientists. And you are doing this, I am very pleased. So that is the purpose of the appearance of the devotees also. So Lord is called Bhakta Vatsala. He is very, very eager to show mercy to the devotees. Parijate anjasa labdhe sarango anyan sevate todangri moolam asadhya sakshat kim kim vrinimahi. So it is described that dear devotees of the Lord, they are like the bumblebees. When the bumblebee gets a chance to go to the celestial Parijata tree, so then all the desires of the bees are fulfilled. He does not have to go anywhere. So Parijate Anjasa, just like if the Parijata is obtained, Anjasa Labdhe, all the other results are obtained. The bumblebee does not have to go anywhere. Similarly, Todangri Moolam Asadhya Sakshat Kim Kim Vrinimahi. Similarly, after attaining the lotus feet of the Lord, there is no other place which is to be attained. There is no other place to be worth taking shelter of. So therefore, the purified souls, they search for this one thing. Dhautatma Purusha Krishna Pada Moolam Namunchati. After a devotee gets purified, he finds shelter only in the lotus feet of the Lord. So therefore, Krishna is also conscious and his attachment for his devotees is very, very deep. So when Krishna understood that he has no time and he is about to depart because he has already completed all the pastimes in this world, and then Devatas also came and they also requested that, oh our Lord, please, now your pastimes, the purpose for which you had appeared is over. Now you can go back if you will. So then Krishna called Uddhava. And he told that you please go to Badrikashram because the sages of Badrikashram, they are eager to hear about me. They are eager to meet me, but I could not do this one service. You go on my behalf and you describe all my pastimes. But Uddhava, he was not so much happy. He was very, very sad when he came to know that Krishna is about to depart. So actually the devotees, they do not want to discuss this disappearance pastimes of the Lord because that is not so much pleasing to the devotees. So Uddhava, he was not happy when he came to know that Krishna was departing. In the first canto also, it is described that when Arjuna was there, he went to Dwaraka and he did not return for 7 months. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was seeing all the inauspicious omens. So this 14th chapter is entitled, first canto is entitled as Disappearance of Lord Krishna. But actually the disappearance of Lord Krishna is not described in that chapter. Then why is this chapter entitled as Disappearance of Lord Krishna? Because the effect of the disappearance of Krishna is described in the devotees. What devotees were feeling because of the disappearance of Krishna, that was described in this chapter. And this whole chapter describes the speculative inquiries of Yudhishthira Maharaj. When Arjuna, he came back, and even before Arjuna, when he had not returned, so Yudhishthira Maharaj was discussing with Bhima, because he was seeing so many inauspicious omens in his own body, his left side was twitching, and animals were, the jackals and the owls, they were making noises, and so many other things were happening. So then Yudhishthira Maharaj asked so many questions why this must be happening. Although he knew there is only one reason. Because Narad Muni had come some time back and he had also indicated that you stay on this planet till the time Krishna is there. After that you all can depart. And then he also had very wonderful intelligence. He is Dharmaraj. So he could understand that the only one reason is Krishna must have departed. And then Arjuna also came back. And he asked Arjuna so many questions. This whole chapter, 14th chapter, Yudhishthira Maharaj asks 44 questions. These are all speculative inquiries of Yudhishthira Maharaj. But somebody may say, why Yudhishthira Maharaj is doing all these speculative inquiries? He knows he is Intelligence is much more than any person in this world. This is not speculative inquiries. These are the symptoms of separation which Yudhishthira Maharaj is expressing. He is not ready to accept that Krishna has disappeared. So therefore, he is asking so many questions. Satsangan mukta dusango hatum notsahate buddha kirtyamanam yasho yasya sakrit akarne rochanam tasmin nyasta dhya partha saheran viraham katam darshan sparsh sanlapa shayanasana bhojanaihi. So a person who is free from the bad association, if he gets the chance to associate with devotees of the Lord, he will not desire to leave the association. Then what to speak of Pandavas, they were always in association of Krishna. Tyasmin nyasta dhya partha, their only dhya, intelligence, was fixed in Krishna. Saheran viraham katham, how could they tolerate the separation from Krishna? Darshan, sparsha, sanlapa, shayanasana, bhojanai. Everything they are doing with Krishna. They are looking, taking darshan of Krishna, they are walking with Krishna, dining with Krishna. But so therefore, all these questions which Yudhishthira Maharaj asked, they are only for one purpose, that he did not want to accept that Krishna had disappeared. So these are not speculative inquiries, these are the separation, the ecstasies of separation of Yudhishthira Maharaj from Krishna. Saratya parshada sevana sakya dautya virasana nugamanastavana pranaman sinigdeshu pandushu jagat pranatim cha vishno bhaktim karoti nipatish charanaravinde. So because Pandavas were so very malleable to the will of Krishna, snigdeheshu, so to the extent the devotees are malleable to the will of the Lord, Lord also becomes malleable to the will of the devotees. Whatever Pandavas they wanted, Krishna was doing that service. He became the chariot driver, he became their constant associate, he was serving them, then he was becoming the messenger, chariot driver, and all these things. Why? Because snigdeheshu, Pandavas were very, very affectionate to the they're malleable to the will of Krishna. So therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he's asking so many questions, after asking a series of questions, at last, the last verse of the 14th chapter of the first canto, Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking, is it that Krishna has left this world? That's why you are so morose? I cannot think any other reason than this. So therefore, because Pandavas, their real wealth was Krishna. You know, Bhishma is saying, Yatra dharma suto raja gada pani virkodara krishna stri gandivam chapam surit krishna tato vipat. So when all the Pandavas, they went to meet Krishna along Bhishma along with Krishna, Bhishma is saying, you had dharma personified with you as Yudhishthira Maharaj, skill personified with you as Arjuna, strength personified as Bhishma, as Bhima, and on top of that you had surit Krishna. So this Surit Krishna was the real wealth of the Pandavas. Krishna was the well-wisher of the Pandavas. That was the real wealth of the Pandavas. So therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj is not ready to accept. Similarly, in the third canto also, when Vidura, he meets Uddhava, and he asks about Kuru dynasty and Yadu dynasty, and he asks about Krishna and Balaram. Uddhava, because he was so very absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, Chakravarti Thakur writes that although Vidura had asked about the disappearance of Krishna, that he wanted to know the details because he had already heard in Prabhas, as yesterday Baldev Prabhu was speaking, but he wanted to hear confirmation. But Uddhava did not start speaking the disappearance pastimes. He started from the birth. He started all the pastimes which Krishna performed in Vrindavan and then Dwarka and then Hastinapur. And then ultimately he said, Krishna dyumne nimaloche, Krishna sun has set. So that is how these are all feelings of separation which the devotees of the Lord, they are expressing because they do not want to accept the fact that Krishna has disappeared. So one time Srila Prabhupada disciple, Gauridas Pandit, you know, so he was sharing that when Prabhupada was in his last days, and a Nirjal Ekadashi came and all the devotees, they had tough time. It was 110 degrees Celsius. And Prabhupada was not eating anything for a month. He was just drinking some water. And then after whole day, somehow they did this Nirjal Ekadashi. Then after the whole day of Ekadashi, next day morning, This Gauridas Pandit Prabhu, he came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, how is it that we are young boys? When we fast for one day, we become so weak. And you are fasting for 30 days. How do you do that? Prabhupada said, I am a living proof that the soul is not dependent on the body for sustenance. Rather, the body is dependent on the soul. So therefore, then he was sharing that because Prabhupada was getting ready to leave the planet and he was completely Krishna conscious. So Uddhava, although he was in his old age that time when Maitreya Vidura met Uddhava, but still he was completely absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna. And when Vidura asked about Krishna, he went into ecstasy, you know. Pulakot bhinna sarvango munchan miladrishashuchaha purnartho lakshatastena sneha prasara samplutaha. He went into ecstasy. The tears started coming out of his eyes. He was completely absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna. So therefore, why Krishna chose Uddhava to speak this message about himself to the sages? Because he knew that Uddhava will not be bewildered by seeing my disappearance pastimes, and he'll be able to explain my pastimes to these sages. So therefore, in the life of devotees, the siddhant of Krishna consciousness, the philosophy, is a very, very important, so that when bewildering situations come in the life, one can come out of those situations by taking shelter of the scriptures. Kaviraj Goswami also describes, Krishna bhakti siddhantagan yate prafulla padmavan yate sabe kore navihar premras kumudvane prafullita ratri dine tate charao mane bhringagan. Krishna bhakti siddhantagan yate prafulla padmavan. So the siddhanta, the conclusive understanding of Krishna, it is like a full-blown garden of lotuses. Tara madhukari aswadan. One should taste the nectar of this philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And what will be the result? Premarasa kumudvane prafullita ratri dine. And if we make our mind roam in this garden of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, will become jubilant day and night. Prafullita ratri dine tate charao mano bhringagan. So that is how, if we are not hearing the philosophy of Krishna consciousness every day regularly, then the doubts may overcome our intelligence. Margha prabhuva sandigdha trinai channai hasamskrita na abhyasyamana shrutayo dujai kalena chahata. 10th canto, Shukdeva Goswami is describing that in the village there is a forest path which is created because people, they regularly walk on it. But in the rainy season, because nobody is walking, so the weeds and the grasses, they grow and covers the path. Similarly, if we are not reading the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, reading the Prabhupada books regularly, then the doubts may cover our intelligence. So therefore, this entire pastime of the annihilation of the Yadu dynasty may be very, very bewildering, but we have to understand the philosophy behind it. Why Krishna made his whole Yadu dynasty disappear in such a ghastly way. So we'll be seeing the reasons of why Krishna did this. First of all, why he disappeared? Because he has completed all his purposes. The purpose of Krishna to appear in this world was to establish the principles of religion, and he had already established Snigdha Smita Akshito Dharair Vakyar Vikkam Lilaya Nilokam Ramaya Masa Murtya Sarvanga Ramaya. He had appeared in this world and displayed all his beautiful pastimes so that all the devotees may get attracted. Krishna rayate kakhila sarvottama naralila naravaputahara swarup gopavesha venukara navakishora natavara naralila hoy anurup. So Krishna has appeared and he had performed so many pastimes by that the devotees may get attracted. So therefore now all the purpose was over, so he wanted to wind up his pastimes. And also Krishna wanted to establish that I appear as according to my will and I disappear as per my will. So he is not dependent on any other person to act in a certain way. So in one of the purports in the first canto of 11th chapter, Prabhupada writes, he is quoting from Chakravarti Thakur's Amar Kosh dictionary. He says, that when we say that Krishna goes back to his abode does not mean that he was not present and in his abode. So Krishna was there in his abode also, and he appeared in this material world also. And another reason why Krishna, he wind up all his pastimes, because and he allowed his whole Yadu dynasty to be destroyed, because Yadavas, they were very dear to Krishna, and they had all the good qualities. So it is not that they fought amongst themselves and killed themselves because of some, you know, bad behavior, and they had some bad habits. It was the will of Krishna, because all these Yadavas, they were devoted to Brahmanas and the cows. How could they offend the sages? And the sages, they are very, very sober personalities. Why will the sages take the some mischief of the small boy seriously? So it was all the will of the Lord. So then we'll see the reasons why Krishna annihilated his own people. First, that many demigods, they had come to assist the Supreme Lord in the pastime when he appeared in this material world. So Krishna, he had instructed all the devatas that I'll appear in some time, you also appear along with your wives and children to assist me in my pastimes. So after the pastime was over, so then Krishna wanted to send these devata portions back to the heavenly planets to continue their duties. So in the pretext of this cursing of the sages, Krishna, he sent all the devata portions of the Yadus to the Prabhas Kshetra, and all the Nitya Siddha devotees, they stayed in the Dwaraka. And secondly, Krishna had a concern that these Yadavas, they were very much attracted to me, and if I disappear before them, they may go around and destroy the whole earth. So that's why Krishna did not want this to happen. So therefore, he allowed them to disappear. Because first canto of Bhagavatam, it is described how Yadavas and all the citizens of Dwaraka, they were so very attached to Krishna. Bhavayanastvam bhavavishya bhavan tameva mata suritpatim pita tvam sadgururna paramam cha daivatam yasyanuvrittya kritino babhuvima. So when Krishna, he returned to Dwaraka after a long journey, so all the Dwaraka Vasis, they are saying, you are our father, mother, well-wisher, our worshipable deity. Everything is you only for us. By following your footsteps, we achieve all the success in our lives. If you are not staying here, what is the use of eyes? Raver vinam akshnor iva nastavachyuta. What is the use of eyes if you are not there? It is like sun. If there is no sun, what is the use of eyes? We have become sanatha. Earlier we were anatha. But now because you have returned, we have again become sanatha. So he says, then all these residents, they say, how we will sustain our life? If you are always traveling abroad, how we will sustain our life? You know. So you stay here in Dwarka also. Katham vayam natha chiroshite tvai prapanya drishta khilata pashoshanam jivem te sundarhasa shobhanam apashyamana vadanam manoharam. If we do not get a chance to look at your beautiful face, apashyamana vadanam manoharam, how we will sustain our lives? So therefore, these Yadavas, they were so very attached to Krishna. So that's why Krishna had this worry. If I disappear before them, they will become completely bewildered and they may destroy the whole world. Thirdly, Krishna felt that when Yadavas, they started behaving, and if I disappear, they will start behaving in a wrong way and they will become the burden on Mother Earth. In the third canto also, you know, Uddhava is saying that although the 18 Akshohini divisions were destroyed in the Mahabharata war, but Krishna, he thought that this burden of the Yadavas, they were much more than the burden of these all these 18 Akshohini divisions. But Srila Prabhupada, he clarifies, what is this burden which Uddhava is talking about? This is not the burden. Prabhupada says that it is a wrong theory that due to an increase in population, the whole world becomes overburdened. And therefore, there are wars and other annihilating processes. He says that earth is never overburdened. You know, heavy mountains are there and great oceans are there. Earth is not feeling the burden of all that. And he says that if a consensus is taken, the living entities on the surface of the earth, the number of humans is not even 5% of the total number of all the living entities. So even if, and even though number of humans are growing, number of and other species are also growing, so the humans, it is a wrong theory that there is an overpopulation. Then Prabhupada writes, what is the actual cause of burden? He says, the earth becomes overburdened due to dharma glani, irregular discharge of the Lord's desire. And then he says, he's quoting Chakravarti Thakur. Chakravarti Thakur says that there are two kinds of burdens, burden of love and burden of beast. So burden of beast is unbearable, but burden of love is a source of pleasure. And he gives four examples. He says, just like the burden of lover carrying female lover, you know, he does not feel the burden. Burden of child on the lap of the mother, there is no burden for the mother when she is carrying the child. Burden of wealth on the businessman, you know, if somebody gives a bag of, you know, gold biscuits to some person, thoda utalo, heavy ho raha hai mere ko, you know, nobody will reject, you know. And he says, nahi, I'll take, don't worry, I'll take care of it, you go, you know. And then fourthly, he says that the ornaments, although they are heavy burden for young women, but young women, she never feels the weight of the ornaments. So therefore, what was the burden Krishna is talking about? Actually, Krishna is talking about the burden of separation. So that was the burden of separation which Krishna was feeling from the Yadus, because he was thinking, if I go before them, I'll feel the separation from all my associates in the spiritual world. I'll send them first and then I'll go. Another reason is Krishna, he noticed that some of the Yadavas, they had become inimical towards Krishna and they had forgot the supremacy of Krishna. So Krishna, he wanted to correct them and relieve them of this, you know, sinful mentality. And next is, when Yadavas, he thought, Krishna thought that when Yadavas become inimical, people will follow them and then they will also get destroyed because they will follow whimsical behavior. And another thing Krishna was thinking, that if my dynasty will remain, then later their descendants will become puffed up and proud. And Prabhupada quotes this in first chapter of this 11th canto. So there Prabhupada is talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. All three of them, they made arrangements in such a way that their dynasty did not remain. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no children. Then Nityananda Prabhu, he had only one child, Veerabhadra Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu did not accept any of the sons of Veerabhadra as his own. Advaita Acharya had many sons. Of them, he rejected three because they became Mayavadis, and he accepted two, Achyutananda and one more. And then Achyutananda, who was a faithful son of Advaita Acharya, had no seminal progeny. So therefore, Prabhupada writes there that because Krishna also thought in such a way that if my descendants, they remain there, they would become puffed up and they would commit grave offenses against the devotees of the Lord. They would think, because we are descendants of Krishna, we are in a superior position. So to avoid that, Krishna, he allowed his own dynasty to get destroyed. And therefore, if somebody becomes proud of his achievements and his relationship with the Supreme Lord or his position in the devotee community, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not pleased with that. He does not like anyone who is proud of his achievements. That is the purpose of appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of the purposes of appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he appeared in this world, he appeared to destroy the pride of all the people who were puffed up because of the knowledge. Sanyasi pandit ganera korite garvanash, niche shudra dvara karen dharmera prakash. He wanted to destroy the pride of sannyasis and all the pandits. Therefore, niche shudra dvara kare dharmena prakash. So he did not engaged all the big scholars. He engaged niche and shudra. Who was the niche and shudra? Hridas dvara nama mahatmya prakash, sanatan dvara bhakti siddhanta vilas. He engaged Haridas Thakur in preaching the glories of holy names of the Lord. He made him Namacharya. And Sanatan Goswami, who had become Malecha, he engaged him in writing the philosophy of Siddhanta, of Krishna consciousness. Shri Rupa Dwara Brajera Premara Salila, कि बुझिते पारे गंभीर चैतन्य रखेला एंड देन इंगेज रूप गोस्वामी टू गो टू वृंदावन एंड देन एक्सटॉल द ग्लोरीज ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. सो दिस इज द ग्लोरी ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु. श्री चैतन्य लीलाई अमृतेर सिंधु जगत भसाई ते तार यार एक बिंदु. सो दीज आर द अनइमेजिनेबल पास टाइम्स ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु. वन टाइम वन माताजी शी वॉज कुकिंग फॉर प्रभुपाद एंड शी कुक्ड समोसास एंड प्रभुपाद वॉज ईटिंग वन टू थ्री ही केप्ट ऑन ईटिंग फाइव सिक्स. सो शी थॉट मे बी प्रभुपाद इज लाइकिंग माई कुकिंग. सो वाई टू स्पेक्यूलेट शी वेंट एंड आस्ट प्रभुपाद हुज योर फेवरेट कुक. Prabhupada said myself, you know. So she understood that Prabhupada is making her humble. So therefore, when devotees are humble, then they attract the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Just like we hear the story of Rupa and Sanatan. When they approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they approached in such a humble way. Nicha jati, nicha sanghi kori, nicha kaj, tomaro agrete prabhu kahite vasilaj. So they are saying that we are nicha jati. We are associating with niche people. We are born in a low class family. We are doing all abominable work. We are just shameful just standing in front of you. Then say, Are Jagai Madhai, they had so many qualities. Jagai Madhai hoite koti koti gun adhama patit papi ami duijan. So they had koti koti gun. What gun they had? Brahman jati tar navdipe ghar niche seva nahi kare nahe niche rakurpar. They were born in Navadip. They were Brahmanas. They never served Malichcha and Yavana. They had only one fault. Ek hi galti kiya unhone. Sabe ek dosh tar hai papachar. Paparashi dahe nama bhasai tumar. Just thoda paap kiya aur kya. But by chanting your names, sometimes they would call Nimaya. Oh Nimaya, you are chanting very nicely. Very good. You know, keep doing. Just by chanting in unconscious way, nama bhas. पाप राशि दहे नामा भासे तुमार. सो देयर फॉर वेन रूप सनातन दे एक्सप्रेस देयर ह्यूमिलिटी चैतन्य महाप्रभु बिकेम वेरी प्लीज्ड. सुनी महाप्रभु कहे सुन हर दबीर खास आजिस तुमी दोई भाई मोर पुरातन दास. यू आर माई इटर्नल सर्वेंट्स. आजिस तुम्हारा नाम रूप सनातन दैन्य छाड़ दैन्य तुम्हार फाटे मोर मन. सो देयर फॉर वेन समबडी एक्सप्रेसेस ह्यूमिलिटी इन फ्रंट ऑफ द लॉर्ड देन लॉर्ड बिकम्स मर्सीफुल. Another reason why Lord Krishna allowed his associates to disappear first is, he is teaching that anything which is there in this world, it is temporary. Even if the associates of the Lord, they come, they have to go back. Nothing is permanent in this world. Another reason is he wanted to protect people, common people from impersonalism, that you know, if somebody thinks that Jiva can become equal to the Lord, you know. So that was the impersonalist theory which Krishna wanted to defeat. And Prabhupada was very, very strongly against Mayavadis and all the bogus sadhus and Hindu gurus. So one time, Vitthaleshwar Prabhu, he recalls that one Hindu professor came to meet Prabhupada. So he had arranged, he had invited him to meet Prabhupada. And he was talking to Prabhupada and Prabhupada asked him, so you are a Hindu professor, what is the meaning of Hinduism? So this professor, he thought maybe, you know, I'll ask this Swamiji and then when he'll answer something, I'll defeat him. But Prabhupada was more, you know, intelligent. He said, you answer. So you tell what is Hinduism. So this professor said, I don't know what is Hinduism. You tell me. Prabhupada turned towards Swarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj. He was standing there. He said, he is teaching but he does not know. What is he teaching? What is he called? Swarup Damodar Goswami said, he is a cheater, Prabhupada. So Prabhupada turned toward that scholar and he said, he was pointing to Swarup Damodar Goswami. He is saying you are a cheater, you know. So then Prabhupada, he said, now what do you have to tell about yourself? So there was some argument and then ultimately this professor accepted that, okay, I am a cheater, but I am an honest cheater, you know. So then Prabhupada became all the more, you know, angry and agitated and started laughing. And then he said, he quoted one verse, if you want to learn, you have to surrender to me. And he quoted this verse, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena. And this professor said, please tell me the meaning of this surrender. And Prabhupada was explaining, he told Swarup Damodar Goswami, please tell him what is the meaning of surrender. He does not know. And then he said, no, I want the etymological Sanskrit meaning. So then Prabhupada, he became just irritated. He said, you don't want a guru, you want a Sanskrit teacher, go away. But he was continuing to argue. ब्रह्मानंद प्रभु ही वॉज स्टैंडिंग डाउन, ही कुड हियर ऑल दैट, कुछ तो गड़बड़ चल रहा है. एंड ही वॉज अ वेरी स्ट्रांग टॉल पर्सन, सो ही स्टार्टेड कमिंग अप, बूम बूम बूम, द वॉइस वॉज कमिंग, एंड देन ही एंटर्ड विथ अ लुंगी. एंड देन ही सेड, सर नाउ इट इज टाइम फॉर यू टू लीव. सो दिस पर्सन ही बिकेम अफ्रेड, ही सेड व्हाट रॉन्ग आई हैव डन, हैव आई ऑफेंडेड एनीवन, ही सेड सर बिफोर यू डू प्लीज लीव. एंड ही लिटरली लिफ्टेड दैट प्रोफेसर एंड ही टूक हिम आउट. So therefore, this is a reason. Another reason is, Krishna wanted to show that even if somebody is born in a high family, does not mean he can become a great devotee. Only if somebody is knower of Krishna, Tattva Vetta, he can only be a guru. Kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, shudra kene noy, sei Krishna Tattva Vetta, sei guru hoye. Another thing, Krishna wanted to demonstrate that, he wanted to demonstrate the uselessness of a Sahajiya Sampradaya. What is a Sahajiya Sampradaya in this? So young Yadus, they were imitating women, but nothing is going to come out of the womb because there is nothing inside. Similarly, just by crying, a woman does not give birth. Just by shedding tears, nobody develops the ecstatic symptoms. Nobody becomes a pure devotee. All the symptoms of ecstasy, they are not just external symptoms, they are the outpouring of the heartfelt emotions of a devotee which he feels for the Lord. Svedkam paromancha shru gadgada vaivarnya unmad vishad garva harsha dainya. All these symptoms of ecstasy, they are actual outpouring of the love of Krishna, devotees. But these can be imitated very nicely. Anybody can imitate. So therefore, how to understand if somebody is an imitator or if somebody is a pure devotee? So Rupa Goswami has given 9 reliable symptoms in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which cannot be imitated. And even if somebody tries to imitate, it cannot be imitated for a long time. Shanti ravyartha kalatvam virakti mana shunyata ashabandha samutkantha namagane sadaruchi asakti stadguna khyane priti stadavasati sthale iti adayoni bhavasyur chata bhava ankurejane. So the devotee of the Lord who is at the level of bhava, he is perseverant. He tolerates all the calamities which comes in the life. Avyartha kalatvam, he never wastes time in any other thing apart from discussing about Krishna. Virakti, he is detached from all the sense gratification of this world. Mana shunyata, he has no desire for respect for himself. So there, all these are the list of qualities. He is always eager for getting mercy, hopeful, absorbed in chanting the names of the Lord. So therefore Krishna wanted to demonstrate that if somebody is artificially imitating, he will not get the symptoms of a pure devotee. He will not get the ecstasies of a pure devotee. It will just be a external manifestation. Another thing Krishna wanted to show that if you offend a Brahmana, then you have no hope in Krishna consciousness. As it is said that it offense to a Brahmana or a devotee of the Lord is a Hati Mata Aparadha. By our years of practice of bhakti, if we have made a beautiful garden, if one elephant who is mad and out to enter inside, the whole garden will be destroyed. So therefore, if somebody is offending the devotees of the Lord, then he cannot get the taste in Krishna consciousness. It comes in the Daksha episode, when Daksha, he offended Lord Shiva. So Nandishwara, he gives 3 curses to Daksha and all the Brahmanas also. First he says, because you have insulted Lord Shiva, you will be bereft of all the knowledge. Secondly, you will remain attached to the fruitive activities. People in this world who are offending the Brahmanas, offending the devotees of the Lord, they can never become detached from the fruitive activities in this world. They will perform so many materialistic sacrifices, they will go to moon and they will again come down. Tavad raga dayastena tavat kara griham griham yavan mohungri nigado yavan krishna tejana. For a person who is not a devotee of the Lord, his home is like a kara graha. And all the attachments to wife and children, they are like the shackles. If somebody is not a devotee of the Lord, he will be bound up by these shackles and he will remain in the prison of this material house. Thirdly, he says that his intelligence will be destroyed and they will continue to be in this samsara. So therefore, this is a very, very dangerous result of offending a Vaishnava. Griheshu koot dharmeshu sakto gram sukhe chaya karma tantram vitanute veda vada vipannathi.
So griheshu kut dharmeshu. If somebody is practicing a pretentious householder life, just to enjoy sense gratification, what will happen? It will rob him of all the intelligence. Veda vada vipannadhi. All his intelligence will be lost and he will be attracted to all the fruitive activities. He will not be able to focus on Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada was saying once that first class intelligence is, if somebody gives service, first class intelligence is you do what is to be done without even being asked. Second class intelligence is I say you do this and that and you do it. Third class intelligence is I say you do this and you run out of the door and come back and ask, what was I supposed to do? You know. So therefore, if somebody wants to practice devotional service with full intelligence, we have to be very careful not to offend devotees. So that is the quality of a proper servant. Swarup kahe balbhadra bhattacharya tomate susnigdha bada pandit sadhu arya. So Swarup Damodar Goswami, he arranged Balbhadra Bhattacharya to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is saying he has four qualities. He is susnigdha, he is pandit, sadhu and arya. He is affectionate to you, he is a very intelligent, he has all the good qualities and he knows how to deal with devotees. So these are the qualities required to develop. One time, Hridayanand Maharaj, he was sharing that one Mataji asked Prabhupada that if he was present in his pictures, you know, so very interesting question. One Mataji asked Prabhupada, if he was present in his pictures, Prabhupada said yes. Therefore my disciples are committing so many mistakes, so many offenses. So we have to be very careful. Another reason why Krishna allowed his descendants to disappear, he wanted to show that if somebody breaks the etiquettes, then whoever he may be, he'll be punished. Even if he is an associate of Lord Krishna, the relative of Lord Krishna, he'll be punished. Saraswati Thakur writes that in the purport to this, that real preachers, they expose pseudo devotees of the Lord. If somebody is not practicing devotional service properly, he'll be exposed. One time, one devotee went to Prabhupada and he was complaining about Shyam Sundar Prabhu. He was thinking that Shyam Sundar Prabhu is not chanting properly every day. So, and then he went with some other devotee. And he was telling that, you know, this is a complaint I have. Srila Prabhupada, he became so upset. He became so angry on him. He said, you are offending a very advanced devotee. And then he did not look at that devotee. And he started looking at other devotee and he said, just tell him to go out of this room. I don't want to look at his face. So that's how Prabhupada was very, very strong. If somebody is offending a Vaishnava, then it is a very, very precarious condition. We'll lose our taste. We'll lose our, you know, desire to practice bhakti. So the etiquettes are very, very important. We should not be proud. We can be proud in Krishna consciousness. Bhakti Tirth Maharaj writes in Madhurya Kadambani, in what all things we should have pride. He says, one should have genuine pride and appreciation in our wonderful scriptures. Pride in Krishna's arrangement to give us shelter under great founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. Thirdly, devotee should have genuine pride in Krishna's wonderful pastimes. Fourthly, we should have intense pride in the process of Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada and our Acharyas. Otherwise, we'll remain embarrassed and intimidated. We'll not take full advantage of the opportunities available. And lastly, he said, our Acharyas have tremendous humility. At the same time, tremendous pride. Srila Rupa Goswami expresses this mood in his prayer as Asha Bandha. So therefore, we should be humble. At the same time, we should be proud of our relationship with Prabhupada, with the Guru Shishya Parampara. And Prabhupada once made the statement that humility, what is humility? Humility means to act boldly for Krishna. It is not that one will be behaving externally as meek and humble and he'll not be able to do any. And lastly, Krishna wanted that, he wanted to destroy the duplicity in bhakti. That if somebody shows a duplicitous behavior, he'll be destroyed in due course of time. So these are all the reasons why Krishna, he annihilated his whole Yadu dynasty and he allowed them to go before that. So, okay. I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.